Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, eMalahleni 26, Rustenburg 28 grade. 19 skoolkinders is beseer na nog 'n busongeluk vanoggend aan die Oosrand. Volgens berigte het die bus agter 'n vragmotor in Germiston vasgery. Nooddienste woordvoerder William Claddy.
Minor injured primary school aged pupils were medically treated on scene by the paramedics before being transported by GPG ambulances to various hospitals. It is alleged that the truck suddenly stopped in front of the bus in the middle of the road and the bus couldn't apply brakes or swerve away. Subsequent to that, it crashed onto the trailer of a truck.
Gister is 16 mense dood in 'n ongeluk naby oor Tambo Internasionale Lughawe. Vir meer besoek jacarandfm.com en klik op news. Die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag se batebeslaglegingseenheid het beslag gelê op eiendom van Darren Wilken en sy vriendin Tiana Moodley. Hulle word beskuldig dat hulle 'n kinderpornografie verspreidingsnetwerk bedryf het. Die paartjie wat in Januarie vasgetrek is, word beskuldig dat hulle materiaal van kinders wat seksueel mishandel word vervaardig en versprei het.
The asset forfeiture unit of the NPA successfully applied for a preservation order with the High Court of South Africa Gauteng Division in Johannesburg to seize cash worth over 647,000 rands found at the crime scene, as well as high-end electronic equipment and a vehicle belonging to Darren Wilken and Tiana Moodley.
Dis die dag vir die minister van Finansies en Okorandwana wat na verwagting die lang verwagte nasionale begroting vandag ter tafel sal lê. Die toespraak is verlede maand uitgestel weens meningsverskille onder sommige politieke partye binne die regering van nasionale eenheid oor 'n moontlike BTW verhoging. Anasasi Mogobo berig.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will chair another special cabinet meeting this morning as parties in the government of national unity struggle to find common ground on the budget. In the last cabinet meeting, Godongwana was urged to balance South Africa's fiscal constraints while protecting lower and middle income households and supporting economic growth, aligning with the Public Finance Management Act. It's also understood that Ramaphosa met with GNU leaders last night, but consensus remains elusive. The DA is by all accounts standing firm. It will not support any VAT increase, not even 1%. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En president Volodymyr Zelensky van Oekraïne sê sy land is gereed om 'n onmiddellike skietstilstand van 30 dae in die oorlog teen Rusland te aanvaar. Dit volg na vredesamesprekings met Amerika en Saudi-Arabië. Zelensky sê Amerika moet nou Rusland ooreet. Ek is Shalan September, our top story at the hour. Another accident has occurred near the West Rand.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.